happened to all the old timers who had
they died
and they retired.
They died.
But even you know, someone who might have started 10 or 20 years after you. I mean, where are those? Where's that generated? It seems to be there's a gap, you know.
There. Well, we had the big explosion in the '70s, the big building of boats and everything, and when you take, you know, you need so many people so quickly, then you don't get to spend the amount of time you really need to focusing on this man before you send him on his way.
Right.
And he's moved up, you know, in no time he's moved up from deck to a mate. And he really didn't have time to learn it. And he didn't have the guy who mentored him knew less than the guy that mentored that guy. So, you know, that's a problem. But we deal with it, and, you know, we train the best we can. And we make it work. We make it work, and we make it work safely. But there's been a lot lost, and a lot gained, a whole lot gained. I'm not going to live in the past because, you know, we've gained a lot, and it's a lot better than it used to be. But it's a unique job. I wouldn't do anything different. I've enjoyed my life on the river, and I wouldn't do anything different. I really wouldn't look back on it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's worked out. That's about all you can say. It's worked out. It's still working out. I started off lying to them, telling them I was a pilot, and hell, they still believe me. They still believe me.